Okay, Sif Yud, yeah? Sorry.
Yeah.
Simin Kuftzadi test the halachas of Kfura and Pesach Kvaros. So Yud, now again, Kvaros, when you go from the Pesach Kvaros, Tulshin Asavim, Mashlichin Achar Gevim, you detach grass and they throw it behind the backs. Remember Gamhu remez l'tchias amesim, and it's also remez to tchias amesim. Sheyichyu me'afarim, that we're gonna become alive from dirt. Derech v'yitzitzu me'ir ke'esav aretz. Yichon lasis came b'cholamayid, and this could be done on cholamayid because meaning it's a yisur malach. It's just a deraisa. So how can you do this on cholamayid? Right, fine. V'roichetz in yadayim. And then afterwards, we wash our hands. The Yesh Remez Shein, the Yesh Remez, and was a Remez Shein Tumah Zois Niteres Ela BeGimel Dvarim Elu. And then this Tumah, that meaning there's a Remez that you don't become tar from the Tumah of a Beis HaKvaros only with these three things: Mayim, the Efer, the Parah, the Ezek. Right? That's a hint. Right? That's what do you call it? Paraduma. Right? So Paraduma is what.
You stopped. You're frozen.
I texted him. Give him a minute.
Around grass and you wash your.
Rabbi, we lost you.
How where'd you lose? Where'd I lose, Isla?
About 3 minutes ago.
A while ago, I texted you even.
That's good because I didn't really say much. Because I was trying to figure out what he's saying. Okay, let's start this one again. Yeah, I mean, what? Okay, well, let's just start again. So now you can show all the base of course, Tulshin Asavim. You rip the grass and Mashlichin Achar gave him, and you put it behind the back. You remember that weird dirt. 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 Sheyichyu me'afarim al derech v'yatzitzu me'ir ke'esav ha'aretz. Right, and they're gonna come out from a city like grass. Yichon lasis came a cholamoyed, and you're allowed to do that on cholamoyed, even though it's an issa d'oraisa to tear grass on cholamoyed. And they could wash their hands. I mean, I can. They should wash their hands. And there's a remez that the tumah of a mace doesn't become tar only with these three things: mayim, ve'efer, parah, ve'ezav. Right? That's because that's what you have by the paraduma. So same thing here. You have grass with dirt, which is representing the ashes, and then you have water. Hey, look, this is Binahar. You don't wash your hands in a river, elamikli, only from a cleave. Ain't little as a cleave, miyad isharochats. And like we said yesterday, you don't hand the shovels to each other, so you don't take the cleave from the hand of anybody who just washed. Elazema was another. One stands it up and this one takes it. Vain lenagev, as a yadayim. And you also don't dry your hands afterwards. There are those that say you sit down seven times. Because the spirits calls man shiyoshin farchen man, and anytime you sit bashi from bachavi, the guy's gone. If a mace gets buried on Yom Tov, you can't lay ship kach gimel pa'amim kamei bechol. You have to sit down three times, the same way you sit on chol, even though it's Yom Tov. Where's it? Where's the scene? Okay, I'm finishing a shiur and then I'm gonna come. Don't wait for me, okay? Thank you. But now you can lahakbid, and the minig is to be makbid. him yichnis adam labayis, that if somebody goes into a house, kaidim sheyirchutz yada v'yeshev, before he washes his hands and sits down, uminig avasenu taira, and the minig is, of our fathers is taira. Meaning, yeah, again, if you... Yeah, that's what we do. Before anybody goes into a house, we wash our hands. What about into a car? I don't know. It seems like people are not makbid not to go into a car to wash their hands. Right? I think so. But a house, yes. Fine. Yud Aleph. Ain melichnes a mace meir she'ein ba kvaris liracheres. You don't bring a mace from a city that has a place to bury it. You don't bring it to a place, to another city. Mishum dahavi li bezayin l'taltim v'malkam v'malkam. It's a bezayin to take from place to place. Elam michutz l'aretz l'aretz Yisrael. From chutz l'aretz l'aretz Yisrael. L'ayishim melichan oisei l'malkam kivris avoysov. Or they bring it of where they're buried. Chayin ehu, where the fathers are buried. The mace commanded that they should go from place to place, motor then. Fine, you'd base. Also, Liftayach. You're not allowed to open up a grave after it gets closed up. Once they put the dirt on top of the aron, you don't open it. Avakolzman shalay nosnu off. On it, mutter lepasma, misham ezadavar. For whatever reason you have to go in there, you could open it up. And for whatever reason, you have to remove the mace. Right? This is a corona thing. People were buried out tonight.
They just did this for Geffen because he wants to be buried in Israel and the Iran war.
What did he say?
They just did this for Geffen. And he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael and the Iran war. Everything was closed.
So did they do it?
They did something. He said he did something with a sheet that they covered him with a sheet or something, and they were able to move him afterwards.
And they brought him to Eretz Yisrael.
They buried him, and then they unburied him and moved him to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
Am I on now? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, you're back now. You heard what
yeah,
I said?
I switched Wi-Fi. You said Mr. Gavin. Did they bring him to Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, they buried him in a sheet or something. Originally, the son was telling me on Sinai, and then after the Iran war was done and they got the flights back, they unburied him and moved him to Eretz Yisrael.
Interesting. Officially, my grandfather's yard site is tonight. Shalom ben Moshe Dov. They was also buried on a Tanai, but they never lemaisa. They never. They didn't. They never took it. Yud Gimel. Im chafru kever. If you dig a kever, lay in a chel pesuch b'layla. Don't leave the kever open at night. Yesh sakana b'dover, because it's a sakana. Meaning, don't leave. Don't meaning. If you're gonna bury, if you're gonna dig a grave, so make sure to put the person in that night. There's no time to bury the mace until the next day. You malu as a kever offer, then refill it. Right? And I don't mean if you refill the whole thing, because then what was the point? But I don't know. Right, you also kvarim. You're not allowed to step on top of kvarim. Mishum de yeshem to aser bahano. Because it's also about no. We come makam and tzarach leiz a kever. If you need to get to a kever, vein lo derech elim kein yudrech agavi kvarim. And there's no derech. There's no other way then, unless you step on the kvarim. So mutter, it is mutter. Tesvav lo yelech bebeis akvaris ibesach dalat amas shel meis. He shouldn't go in a beis akvaris or within 4 amas of a meis. Bechem bechol acheder shel meis usham and room where the meis is. Right, kishat tefillin b'roisha. I mean, don't go close when the tefillin is b'roisha. Tzitzis b'bigdai, with tzitzis m'shem loyeg l'rosh. V'mhei mechusim, and if they are covered, then it's mutter. Don't daven and don't say tillim. That's why the question is like when you go to say tillim by a grave and you're davening for yourself, is that called kavod ames or not kavod ames? Debatable. So some the simplest thing is to say the tillim more than 4 amos away. Tezai, basic forest ain't knowing about Kalas Roish. In a basic forest, you cannot have levity, as they call it. I think that's the way they touch them. They quote the Shalom Mason because they're covered in the Mason. Could go in Lechavalishta Sham to eat or drink there, or the Pana Sham, or to go to the bathroom there. Vein Maran Sham Behemoth, and you don't graze animals there, below Yelakam and you don't. And you don't pick grass there. Avali lanois on the tuin with basic forests. But trees that are planted as a course, vein and ala kfarim mutu lalaka perisem, you are allowed to pick the fruit from the trees. Yud zayin yesh mekaves noig and shein matzivin matzeva lacha yud beis chodesh. There are places that the minig is that they don't put up a matzeva till after the year. Meshum de matzeva nira lachashivusa because a matzeva is looked as chashav b'sach yud beis chodesh yesh litzar, and within 12 months this tzar. That's I think there's a lot of the world does that, but in Yerushalayim they don't. They put it by shloishim. The reason for a matzeva is that it shouldn't be forgotten from the heart. For a mace and a nishkachad and a mace is not forgotten till after a year. And there are places that are not medactic with these things. Fine. Simon Reish, dinai kfura b'yomtiv. About yud aleph sifan. You've sifan this. There's 11 sifu. This is not really done in our circles too much. See them, I don't know if they still do, but they certainly used to do it. But dina kura b'yamtiv, burying on yamtiv, bo yud aleph sif. So mace amutu l'kivra b'yamtiv. If you have a mace that's supposed to be buried on yamtiv, b'yom rishon le'yisaskav b'yisrael, so on the first day yamtiv, a yid should not be busy with it. Afilu mi efshel l'kivra al yedei akum. Even if you can't get a goy, v'yikach sha shema yisriach ad l'machar. And there's a chashash that it's going to get decayed until the next day. Kol makom lo yikru Yisrael b'yom rishon. A yid should not bury it on Yom Rishon. Meaning, you know, a yid does not get involved on Yom Rishon. Achav yashu l'koyra al yi'akum. If you can use a goy, right? Now, even though we normally don't allow mir l'akum on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but for this we do. Da'ainu sha'akum yasu es ha'kever. The guy will make the kever yachtefu as a dafin shaleitz, and he cuts the wood for the kever or yasu aron b'makom shenagu, or if he makes the aron in the places that use an aron, v'gam yitzru as a techrichin nimtrichin, and he'll also sew up the techrichin if necessary. But anything that's also in the Rabbanon, meaning to put the clothing on the mace, to heat up the water, do the tara, and to carry him, the kever, and to actually place in the kever, mutar al yisrael. That's all mutar al yisrael. Meaning, so you only need the guy to do the deraisas, the Rabbanons, he could do. Vakisa ba'afar, meaning any yid could do. Vakisa ba'afar, and the covering with dirt. Yasu gamkein al yidei akum. That should also be done with a goy. If it's possible, you should try and do the tara without using like a shmata shaloyavil de schita. Meaning, don't use a washcloth and that type of thing. So it shouldn't come to schita. Beis yeshayim dim efshel asis al yidei akum k'moshen esbar. Also, that if you have a goy to do it, then you can't leave the mace until the next day. That then don't leave it for second day when the yidden could be busy with it. Even if you die today, and you can hold on until the next day, that it doesn't decay. You can ruha yoim al yedei akum. You should bury it that day al yedei akum. Ach, yelich mace, but a yelich that died. Afal pisha chay yosem ilam yoim. Even if he lived more than 30 days. Shiyadua she'en a nefel, you know that he's not a nefel, meaning because he lasted more than 30 days. If it's a cold, it's cold, meaning it's not going to decay, and it's not a bezoyin to hold on, meaning and it wasn't they weren't waiting already for a while from before Yom Tov. Ain't the cover of Yom Tov Aleph, don't bury him on Yom Tov Aleph. El Mashinale ad Yom Tov Beis. You should, in that situation, you wait till the second day. Because it's not considered as big a genai to hold off on the kvura of a child than it is as an adult. That same thing, but even by a godol, if you didn't wait, meaning if you didn't wait already from before Yom Tov, Mashinan lay ad Yom Tov Beis, then you wait until second day Yom Tov. Welcome, Shein Minig Yedua, and if it's a place there's no Minig, near the Yesh Linoi Kain, that should be the Minig, that you should go with the Yesh Aimrim, that you should always wait till Yom Tov Sheni to do the burial. Okay. We'll stop over there. Should only have Basura's
But
Tavis.
we don't even do Yom Tov Sheni anymore.
Yeah, we don't do Yom Tov Sheni anymore. Why? I don't know, but we don't. Not sure why.
Hasidim do, no?
See them
Hasidim do,
do it,
yes.
yeah. See them do it. Yeah.
I've seen Hasidim put a guy in a car with a Goyish driver to take the mace on the second day Yom Tov.
Yeah.
The what?
That
They
Hasidim
do,
will
yeah.
put somebody in a car with a Goyish driver second day Yom Tov. Take the mace to Kfura. They'll put a frumyid in the car.
And the frum yid will go with them, even out of the tchum,
Yeah.
or
I don't know. I don't know.
wow,
I'll ask.
no,
I'll ask
you
the
mean the frum
Sfarim.
yid, you mean the mace?
I think there's a
No,
frumyid that goes
they
along.
the frum yid go with them, the chayra, and that's the rabbanon. I don't know. I'm gonna assume. Sounds about right.
That's what it work on Rosh Hashanah, I'm guessing.
Right, Rosh Hashanah is more humble.
Also,
Yeah.
it's not a second day Yom Tov.
That's what I'm saying, because it's a Yom HaRichta,
Right. No,
even though
my
ultimately it is. But
yeah.
yeah, I think he'll discuss it. Not sure.
Or Shavuos also.
Shavuos, no. No,
Why?
that's just a
Because
Chumrah.
we said that the first day,
Yeah,
the
that's a
first day of the
Kasha, but
second day. We don't
it's
get.
true. It's a Kasha, but Lemaisa, we don't go with that. Yeah. All right.
All right, sure.
Sagazunt, have a
Well.